All this week, September the 9th to the 15th, is Remember a Charity Week. We've been looking at all different areas of donating through legacies and wills for RNIB, but what we thought we would do is chat to Rob Cope, who's the director of Remember a Charity, to learn more about why they are there, and we're going to dispel some of those myths that surround will making as well. Rob, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to talk to you.
Remember a Charity, you're the director, so tell us about the organisation.
Remember a Charity basically is a group of 200 charities, including RNIB, who get together and they work really hard behind the scenes to celebrate the importance of gifts and wills. And this week happens to mark, as you say, Remember a Charity Week. And this week in particular is really important for us because it's a great opportunity resolve to get together and be really loud about the importance of gifts and wills. And just to say thank you to the public for all those generous people who've left gifts and wills or who are considering it.
It is hugely important to say thank you, of course, Rob, because these donations which people make, I suppose in many different ways, wills included, really help charities provide vital services, many of them frontline.
Yeah, frontline services, absolutely. And actually, the thing that people don't really realise is that, you know, often it's those services that we rely on day to day in our everyday lives. And if we stop and think for one second, think that all those amazing organisations that we take for granted in life, the great work that RNIB does, you know, would not be possible without gifts and wills. And the great thing about gifts and wills is that it can help to shape that future. And really, not just as a way of saying thank you, but also to protect the great work of those charities for generations to come.
Absolutely. Now, when we talk about wills, it always tends to be, I think, a bit of a kind of prickly subject because you're never really sure how to approach that kind of thing. Is that true for many people?
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, I don't know if you've got a will, but you know, a few years ago, I sat down with my wife and said, look, I've got this fantastic opportunity working with all these charities who rely on gifts and wills. And when I wrote my will, I worked at Remember a Charity, I had no idea that I could support my favourite charities in this way. And, you know, will writing is a thing that I think a lot of us just put off. And, you know, my wife and I have certainly put off writing our will. We had three small children at the time, and they're growing, they're much bigger now. but you know, actually, when we sat down with our solicitor and we had that conversation with the solicitor, it was really easy. It was quick. I think the appointment took way less than an hour. And, you know, the solicitor just sort of talked us through how we would take care of our family and our friends first, you know, making sure that they were well looked after. And then that small bit at the end to our favourite charity. And I think one thing I would say is it really made me feel good. I'm really proud of the fact that I've left to those three charities in my will. It makes me feel really good about what I'm going to, you know, do for the future.
Like you say, Rob, that took less than an hour and probably not very expensive because people probably still think when it comes to wills, you have to be really rich or really famous.
No, I know. I mean, the thing is, it's something that everyone can do. I think that's one of the important things of Remember Charity Week is that it's a very, very easy thing to do. And, you know, even a small amount can do a massive difference. So, for example, the smallest gift that was left to RNIB last year in a will was 1 pence. And the largest gift that was left to them was £2 million. So they really, really do love, you know, and accept every single gift, and every single gift makes a big difference to them. And I think we are a really charitable nation, aren't we?
We are indeed a generous nation. And as I say, any amount can make a big difference, whether it's a percentage of your will or you just want to leave a little amount. In fact, Lorna McPherson Reid from RNIB was chatting with us earlier in the week, and she was telling us about gifts of a violin, a piano, even a flock of sheep, which RNIB received.
What did they do with a flock of sheep?
I'm still waiting to find out. There's a lot of jumpers going about Judd Street in London at the moment, mind you. But so, yeah, a lot of wills there. And another thing which really struck me, which I think is really important, Rob, is people sometimes think, oh, it's okay, when I pass away, my family will just sort it out, everything will be fine, and I won't have to pay a lot of tax. That's not strictly true, but making that will and giving that gift can make a big difference.
Yeah, you basically, if you don't write a will, you lose control of what happens to your estate. It's as simple as that. And it seems crazy to me that people work really hard their entire life to protect their their family and work hard throughout their life, and they don't spend an hour with an advisor just basically sitting down and having a very straightforward conversation. And often wills need to, you know, they need to be up to date as well. So, you know, it's a very simple thing to do.
That's right, you update the will. And something which I didn't know, which I learned this week, Rob, is that if you do leave a gift to charity in your will, you don't pay tax on it, which is great news.
The tax incentives are wonderful. So it's actually cheaper to give more. So there are two things there. You don't pay any tax on the charitable gift itself. There's also a tax relief for those who are eligible for inheritance tax. If you give 10% of your estate to charity, then you get a 10% discount in the tax rate. So instead of paying 40% inheritance tax, you pay 36% inheritance tax.
Make a will. Just make that provision for your friends, for your family. But, you know, just remember, charity, a small donation goes a long way. If people would like to learn more, Rob, about how to make a will, or even the work that Remember Charity does, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so visit our website, remembercharity.org.uk. You've loads of information on there, not only about our charities, the charity members do, and there's a great thing on there. Type in your postcode and you can find your nearest solicitor, and so all the information is on there, so just get on and do it.
Absolutely, let's hope that many more people do. In the meantime though, Rob, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure, thank you.